Welcome to the Silly Guys. So today we're going to dig into a series reboot that I feel like we all need. And here's a hint: with all your powers combined, this show is on its way back. We're going to be talking about that really soon. And also, police pulled over a self-driving car. Well, you know, hopefully it wasn't a car of color and it made its way home safely. weird joke. Plus, I've got some unhinged dating stories that have me very concerned about all of our dating futures. Honey child, we are screwed. Judging by these stories, we don't have much to look forward to in our dating lives. Coming up on the Professionally Silly Podcast. What it is, P, silly listeners. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the silliest podcast there ever was. This is the podcast where we take our silliness seriously. And when I tell you that I can find the silly in any topic that I come across, I'm not kidding. We are going to have ourselves some fun. I ain't gonna hold you. It is very hard to get bored here. You never know what information you'll learn. Like, for instance, if you were listening to this episode today on January 31st, the Friday that the episode dropped, Jackie Robinson was born today. Yep, in 1919. So check that out. This podcast is pretty special. You just never know what I'll say or what we'll discuss, but you do know this: you might learn something and you're going to have a great time. But before we get to all the silly, which we will get to, I do need to say this one thing real quick, because I have a responsibility. Honestly, no matter how small my platform is, I do have one and I should use it. So I just want to say this. Fuck ICE and fuck anyone and everyone who is supporting the shit that is going on in our country currently. That's all I have to say. It had to be said. And if you're confused as to what side I'm on, well, now you are aware. The more you know.
Do, 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 do.
And here's the thing. If you decide that you no longer want to support me or my content, that is more than okay with me, because I don't want the support of people who believe in Trump or the horrible shit that he's doing. You know, so if Nicki Minaj wants to unfollow me, I get it. I don't give a fuck. Do not get me started. Listen, I guess a lot has happened in 2026, and we are, as of this recording, it's the 27th. You know what I'm saying? And we're 27 days in, and now all the barbs have to become, you know, a part of MAGA now. I don't know how they're gonna do that.
Hello. Well, I don't know what to say, but I will say that I am probably the president's number one fan. And that's not going to change. And the hate or what people have to say, it does not affect me at all. It actually motivates me to support him more. And it's gonna motivate all of us to support him more. We're not going to let them get away with bullying him and, you know, the smear campaigns. It's not going to work, okay? He has a lot of force behind him, and God is protecting him. Amen.
I honestly hope Nicki Minaj is not planning on making any albums or going on tour anytime soon, since she has made it very clear, if you're unaware of this, she is definitely in cahoots with Mr. Trump. And she announced that today's 28th, and she announced today that that she is Donald Trump's number one fan. Yay. So gay. So there's no takesies, backsies now. I mean, here's the thing. I honestly do feel like at some point Nicki Minaj is going to come back and apologize for this bullshit like Kanye West is currently trying to do. It is just, I don't know, dog. I don't know. But here's the thing. To those of you who have actually opened your eyes and didn't slam them shut like Nicki Minaj, for those of you who open your eyes and you realize, holy crap, I was a part of a cult. Don't like this. Welcome to the good side. We have cookies here. I won't shame you. I want to welcome you, because we need all the help that we can get. And I'm glad that you finally saw that light and allowed the culty ignorance to just fall off of you. So welcome to the side of clarity. Now back to our regularly silly programming. Oh, maybe I should make like a fart noise or something, just kind of, even things out there. I don't normally get political, but this shit is ridiculous. I am so sick of all of it. So I just felt like I needed to say that. If you haven't already, please do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review. There is a reason why podcasters are always asking you guys to do that, because we cannot thrive without you. Now, if you want to show your support for the podcast, that is the best way that you can do so. Or you can just, you know, Venmo me some money. I'll take that. I can use some more lights. I need a new camera. I need a lot of shit. So if y'all want to go ahead and Zella bitch, Apple Pay me, I'm not going to say no. If you're listening on Spotify, you can now leave comments directly under each of the episodes that you're listening to. So feel free to do that. A new have you heard about right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Have you heard about Captain Planet reboot series in development confirmed for Netflix? Let's go ahead and dig into that. This is coming from the Instagram page at the 90s guys. And make sure you spell the word guys with a Z. This is really dope because, first of all, I grew up with Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Other words of the song I don't remember. Bad guys, that was in there. And it's under.
Or, so, I don't remember the words. But anyways, I really did enjoy the cartoon. I mean, honestly, if it wasn't for Captain Planet and the Magical School Bus, I wouldn't give a shit about my environment. They taught me so many things. And it's honestly, it shows like this is why I'm so annoyed with literally all the CEOs and rich assholes who continuously cut down all these fucking trees and build houses that, first of all, cheap ass houses, but charge you in the 400s, 500s for these things. Build these houses in 3 weeks using cheap ass labor, cheap ass everything. And then nobody can afford to move into these places. We have a lot of houses, a lot of townhomes, apartment complexes, all kinds of shit that people cannot afford in. And we have all these empty ass houses that can definitely use some help, some touch ups. But we're not taking care of these properties. We're destroying the earth to create new properties that most people can't fucking afford. And then we have these idiots. Climate change isn't real. Oh my God, Captain Planet, you are needed. Get your ass back on our screens. God, and here's the thing. Honestly, recently I just learned, or I don't want to say I just learned, but I just realized that he had a mohawk this whole time. I had no idea that Captain Planet had a mohawk this entire time. I low key figured this out as I was. I recognized this recently and I'm just so annoyed by it. Nobody told me. All right, let's go on to what the caption is here from the Instagram page at the 90s guys. God, if we can just stop destroying the earth right quick, that would be so nice. Let's go on. It says here, nobody warned us that growing up would mean watching our entire childhood get rebooted one show at a time. Facts. Because when we were growing up, there was just reruns and new shows. That was it. And not every show got a rerun. You know what I mean? We are living in interesting times. Let's move on here. It says Captain Planet is officially getting a reboot series development for Netflix. And suddenly that theme song is stuck in our heads again. Well, you heard me do it. I know some of it. I know some of it. And here's the thing. I don't remember any of the Planeteers' names, but I swear to God, these are the same kids from the Magic School Bus who just grew up. Think about it. It goes on to say, if you grew up rushing home on weekends to watch this, you already know this one hits different. Hell yeah. The 90s are really having a moment and we are just living in it. They should say, and we are just living in it, .. again. I loved it, man. I think it was Whoopi Goldberg who played Gaia on Captain Planet, which is so dope. Like, I'm excited about this reboot and I look forward to it. I hope they don't fuck it up. I hope they don't get too PC and I hope they don't fuck it up. I don't know how you get too PC with saving the planet, but they're going to figure it out. They're going to figure it out.
Have you heard about?
Okay. Get to it. And California pullover self-drive.
California police pulling over a self-driving vehicle. Let's talk about that real quick.
All right, guys. So this is coming from one of my favorite podcasts, Instagrams. one of my favorite podcasts of all time, their Instagram page, The Bananas Podcast. What it is, Scott Curdy, Curdy B. It says here, California police pull over a self-driving Waymo for an illegal U-turn, but they can't ticket. So let's dig into that. This is coming from, I believe, AP stands for Associated Press. And it says, police in Northern California were understandably perplexed when they pulled over a Waymo taxi after it made an illegal U-turn and only to find no driver behind the wheel and therefore no one to ticket. This is ridiculous. San Bruno Police Department wrote in now viral weekend social media posts that officers were conducting a DUI operation early Saturday morning when a self-driving Waymo made the illegal turn in front of them. Can you imagine the cops seeing that? Just thinking that this driver is just so blazing, like, you think we didn't see you do that U-turn? We're going to pull you over, you son of a bitch. Wait a minute, there's no driver. Oh, my God. Officers stopped the vehicle but declined to write the ticket as their, this is a quote here, citation books don't have a box for robot. This is great. And there's more quote here. It says, that's right. No driver, no hands, no clue, read the post, which was accompanied by photos of an officer peering into the car. Officers contacted Waymo to report what they called a glitch. And in the post, they said that they hope reprogramming will deter more illegal moves. First of all, this glitch could have killed me. What if it did an illegal U-turn, like in the middle of an intersection while, you know, one of the lights is green on one of them sides? You know, like, what if the Waymo does an illegal U-turn and I get T-boned? That's not a glitch, bro. I could die. And I know people who have tried Waymos. I refuse. I feel the same way about Waymos as I did when DVDs first came out. I just don't trust it. I don't try. And here's a reason why. My God. Okay. I'm like parking tickets. Okay. It goes on to say here, the department's Facebook, the department's Facebook post has generated more than 500 comments, with many people outraged that police didn't ticket the company. People also wanted to know how police got the car to pull over. That's a very good question and a good point, because had that been a live person, we would have got that ticket. That ain't right. I said, give the company a ticket. Fuck that. I got to pay it. You got to pay it. Okay. But the San Bernardino Sergeant Scott Smith Mattingle, that's a crazy name. I think that's how you, I don't even know that, if I said it right, said that they can only ticket a human driver or operator of a moving violation, unlike parking tickets that can be left with the vehicle. A new state law that kicks in next year will allow police to report moving violations to the Department of Motor Vehicles, which is currently figuring out the specifics, including potential penalties and this is coming from the Los Angeles Times. It says Waymo spokesperson Julia, I think it's Alina, told the LA Times that the company's autonomous driving system. So there's a spokesperson from Waymo who is like, we are closely looking into this situation and are committed to improving road safety through our ongoing learnings and experiences, is what a Waymo spokesperson is saying. And Waymo currently operates in Phoenix, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, and in areas south of the city. I'll keep the part out. That is so scary to me. That is so scary. I do want to know, how did they manage to pull over a self-driving vehicle? I'm assuming because my boss, but he's not my boss anymore. My buddy Bert Weiss from The Bert Show. Anyways, I remember him talking about them getting in a Waymo, and they said that the Waymo could tell that there were too many people in the car and it refused to take off. And I think there was like a woman on camera or a woman a voice from like a I don't know, like the facilities where they're watching you or whatever. Apparently there are a bunch of cameras inside of this car and they can see who's in the car and what's going on. So I don't know if that person is doing the operating of the vehicle. I certainly hope it's not them just like working a Waymo with like an Xbox controller. The last time somebody did that, things did not go very well. Dark joke. Moving on. It just does not seem like a great idea. Dating life is a battle, and people with loving spouses have no idea what we spouseless people have to put up with. And I have a few stories that'll make you thank God for your boo thing. Coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I have to be honest, as a single person in this world currently, I am appalled by those of you who have done some egregious, cringy, and creepy, unhinged things before, during, and after your dates. I don't know what people are thinking, what they're going through, but this has to stop. And if you're wondering why I'm saying this right now, it's because you have not heard these stories yet. Let's go ahead and dig into it. All right, so this is coming from Vice.com, and this piece was written by Ariel Richards. Let's go ahead and share one of the dating stories that she shared here. From the article, we asked people for their freakiest dating stories. Let's see what Ariel shared here. I had a guy over at my place for the night and had a relatively okay time. Besides the fact that he had pissed the bed. Yes, I said pissed the bed, but she's not done here. She also says pissed the bed and all over me during the night. I thought I had been sweating through the night until I realized what had happened. When I asked him if he had pissed the bed or not, he didn't even act surprised. All he said was, "Oh, fuck." We had to strip the bed and wash it all, but I had to throw out my expensive mattress topper. I found out later through mutuals that I was not the first offense and it had happened twice before that they knew of. Okay. First off, I need to understand how this has clearly happened more than once. I would like to understand that because he's a serial offender. He didn't even seem surprised that he had done this. This is a problem. This man is a mattress assassin. Say that fast three times. And also, what does he mean by, "Oh, fuck, sir"? I'm going to need you to appear more shocked and surprised that this happened. That's what I need you to do. I need you to pretend like you've never done this before. We need to bring back shame. Whatever happened to shame? Why is that not a thing anymore? I'm also trying to figure out why these mutual friends did not warn her that he was going to give her an unsolicited golden shower in her bed. What kind of friends are these? Fam, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a friend of mine and you're listening to this and you don't tell me that somebody's going to peel me in my sleep, we can't be friends anymore, dog. That's not cool. I'm going to say this very clearly. If you pee in the bed and your response is not just hysterical shame and a money transfer, I don't know what else we have to say to each other. Zelle, PayPal, Apple Pay, Venmo, something. You're buying me a new mattress topper. I'm going to tell you right now, that man is never going to infiltrate that woman's vaginal area ever again. Let's go to the next story. This is coming from a website, brightside.me. Julia L. is our writer here. 10 stories where dating took an unexpectedly embarrassing turn. That is a hard thing to say, unexpectedly. Whew. Say that fast when you're trying to say it quick. Wait, what? This is one of the stories that Julia shared on her site here. He got mad at someone and ripped off his shirt. Not like he took it off abruptly. He freaking grabs the middle of his shirt with two clawed hands and tears it off his body, screaming. I was stunned. Never in my life could I have even imagined I would see that or be on a date with that. That is insane. This this man gets mad and doesn't just take his shirt off. No. He hulks the fuck out. That's what he does. He hulks the fuck out, two clawed hands, center grip, and full chest scream. Just it's like the shirt personally betrayed his ancestors or some shit. What happened, sir? This is a Chili's, not a WWE audition. Stop it. Have a seat. I'm not really sure why his shirt had to die such a violent and public death, but you know, whatever. Okay. Also, the confidence is odd. The confidence is very odd because he probably thought that that shit was attractive. There is some part somewhere in his head where he thought, yeah, she's going to love this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this really creepy, aggressive thing out of nowhere. That's what I'm going to do. She's going to be all over me. Well, I tell you what, he certainly destroyed two things at night, his shirt and a possible another date. That's never happening. Holy crap. I do wonder if this is something that he's done before, you know, like the serial peer. Like, is this, does he just rip his shirt off whenever he wants on certain dates trying to impress women? Or is this a one-off thing? I don't understand. What was the strategy here? I mean, honestly, we don't know this man. He could have pre-ripped shirts in his closets for moments like this. We have no idea. What a weird, cringy, and unhinged thing to do. What the fuck? Fellas, listen. I know that I'm gay, but I'm also a woman who happens to date women. And I have a lot of female friends. So listen to me, please, when I say this. I'm going to give you some free advice, okay? Because most women don't need a demonstration that you can and will go off at any moment. It is already a fear that we have. You don't need to go out of your way to show us how dangerous you can be. The thought is already there. We are very aware the most violent crimes are committed by men. It is a constant thought and fear that we have. So we certainly don't need to be reminded. We don't need that. Fuck, speaking of horribly dangerous men, let's talk about the guy who killed his cat. Yes, we're going on to the next story. Weird transition. This is coming from BuzzFeed.com. The next two date stories, actually, by Kayla Yandali. As Scotty and Curdy would say, best in the biz. This one's coming from 18 dates who had the potential to do something lovely, but did the complete opposite instead. I'm never going on a date again. That's literally the whole thing. Good Lord, that's a nice tagline. Let's go into the actual story here. It says here, some weeks ago, a guy I was talking to on Instagram invited me to have a drink. And it was pretty boring, and all I wanted to do was leave and watch a movie on my sofa. Girl, same. I love that. I do not understand why I cannot find the love of my life on my couch. I don't get it. Anyways, she goes on to say the absolute worst part was when he told me in a good mood that he accidentally killed his cat. I don't know how you can whisper those words, say those words in a good mood. She goes on to say, he told me that like it was funny. When he was about to return from vacation with his family, he was putting away his belongings in a trunk and his cat got in when he wasn't looking. Fast forward some months later, he opened the trunk and found his cat's skeleton and recognized him because of the collar. He was pretty amused when he told me this. Tell me you're on a date with a serial killer without telling me that you're on a date with a serial killer. What the fuck? I'm just glad that this woman made it back alive, actually, and didn't become a true crime podcast episode. This man sounds unhinged. There is nothing remotely funny or humorous about you killing your pet. Telling an I killed my cat story on a date is nightmare fuel. Sir, the death of an animal is not the same as some weather we're having here. It's not the same. For your cat to be missing for months and you not notice is insane to me. The cat was missing long enough to become a skeleton. Did you not drive your car the whole time? Because I don't know. Dead things don't smell good. You know? This has to be the same guy that pees on everything. Do you not have a sense of smell, sir? Oh, and congrats on recognizing your cat's collar. Good job, Scooby-Doo. You solved the mystery that you caused. Girl, you didn't just dodge a bullet. You probably dodged many weapons, a knife, a ligature of some sort. what a garrote. I don't know, dog. Like, that's insane. This was not a red flag. This man was a walking warning label. Imagine the woman that marries this man. Do not leave him alone with the children. Don't do that. I told y'all in the beginning of this segment that there are just things in the dating world that we have to put up with that you just, you people with your love and your spouses and your happiness, I hate all of you. You're upset because your husband never closes the kitchen cabinets, or you're mad because, I don't know. All right, moving on here. Okay. All right, let's go on to our last story here. It says, back in the day, I went on a first date with some dude I met at the YMCA playing racquetball. We went to a surf and turf place at the beach. He said to order whatever I wanted, and he was ordering drinks, a steak, and lobster dinner. The works. So the dude got up to use the bathroom and never came back. Oh my God, I was mortified and had to call my dad to come pay the bill because it was well over $100. So what did I learn, kids? Always carry cash or a card with you when you go out. And what happened to the jerk? Well, my dad actually found him at the YMCA and got his money back. I know that's right. So this man met somebody at the YMCA. Already, fam, expectations are kind of low. I don't know what it is. I don't know why that just feels low already. But then he said, order whatever you want. Order whatever you want. Do it. I'm going to tell y'all right now, that sentence is legally binding in the courts of dates. Okay, you don't want to say that unless you have money or at least an active plan. And then this man had the audacity to order like he just signed an NBA contract. And also, I will say this, ladies, I will say this. Okay, just because someone says order whatever you want, it does not mean that you should take advantage and get the most expensive thing on the menu. You know, sometimes people are trying to impress you, and I get that, but some people are trying to impress you when they can't fucking afford to. You know? Err on the side of caution. You know what I mean? It's crazy, too, because he ordered steak, drinks, a lobster, and then he evaporated like he created precipitation. That is insane. Also, sir, if you leave someone stranded with a bill over $100, please do not return to the same YMCA that you met her. Don't do that. That is unbelievably stupid. I feel like his name is Kyle. Why do I feel like his name is Kyle? Well, congratulations, Kyle. Somehow you are a worse date than the guy who peed in that lady's bed. I don't know how you managed to do that, but you suck. My guy, you really need to work out someplace else.
Let me just go back to where I know they can find me.
Fellas, ladies, stop going out without money because you're expecting somebody else to pay for it. Always have your own shit. I know that a lot of people want somebody to take care of them, and that's wonderful. That's great. But what happens when that person don't love you no more and they don't want to take care of you? I'm just saying, it's always better to take care of yourself. Fellas, ladies, I'm going to say this right now. Okay, stop going out with people expecting them to pay for fucking everything. Okay, even if they offer, bring you some money on the side. You just never know what could happen. It's always good to be able to handle your own shit. What did we learn, everyone? What did we learn? Well, we learned that the dating pool is no longer a pool. It is a petri dish of bullshit. I did not know that this level of person existed until this episode. And please understand this. I am not beating up men. I have no problems with you. I understand that all the stories today were about ancient men. I get it. I have no problems with you, men. I just don't want to fuck you. But here's the thing. I also understand that there are a lot of crazy women out here in this world. I dated one of them for a long ass time, so I know they're out there. But women do tend to share their stories online more than men do. They really do. So the content is just easier to find. It's not my fault. If y'all been through some shit with some crazy bitches, put it online. I'll talk about it. But shout out to all those people for surviving these walking dating HR violations. Because here's a good thing. I'm very thankful that they have stories to tell instead of court dates to share. So that's really good. It's time to tell me something good with my This Just In something didn't go to hell segment. Let's go ahead and get into that next on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I am going to die alone. All right, so this is just another reminder, guys. I did not get rid of the POC excellent segment. What I did do is I'm adding to it, in addition to those wonderful things that people of color are doing, I also want to share like some happy, good things that are going on in the world, because as we know, all the negativity is so easily spread online. We are constantly getting updates about horrible, horrific, terrifying things. And I just want to end this silly podcast on something warm and nice. And in adding, excuse me, to the POC excellent segment with all these wonderful things that I've come across, it just allows me to share even more good things. So that's what this whole thing is about. So let's go ahead and get into this. So welcome back this week to This Just In. Something didn't go to hell. All right. So I came across this on the Instagram page, Good News_Movement. Okay. So I found this recently. And the funny thing is the thing that caught my eye is the photo of the food that we're going to discuss, because I actually purchased this brand. So this is a tomato company. Nature Sweet tomatoes. They have those amazing cherry tomatoes. I love them so much. And they're doing something really interesting with their employees. So according to Good News_Movement and at NS Tomatoes Instagram page, they share this information here. This tomato company puts QR codes on packages so you can meet the farmers who grow your food. And it's so dope. It's like a photograph, or not really a photograph, but a printed photograph, looks like, of a worker. And then you scan the QR code and it tells you about that worker's life and how long they've been working for the company and that kind of stuff. And I think that's kind of cool that we're able to get to know the people behind the food that we're consuming. I love this. It says here, Nature Sweet Tomatoes' goal is to support their agriculture workers, paying 40% above average wage and providing access to higher education and training. Their associates under the label program puts faces to the harvest, honoring the people behind every tomato. That is what purpose looks like in action. And I love this. I love this so much. I think it's a wonderful idea. And I think a lot of companies should think about doing something like that. Not just paying their workers fairly, but also like acknowledging the hard work that is being done behind the scenes. These people aren't just cogs in a machine. You know, these are people with lives, with families, with ambitions, with dreams, with bills to fucking pay. And that is something that we can all relate to. So I think that this is dope. So if you have not tried Nature Sweet Tomatoes, do that. It's amazing. I love them, especially with some sharp cheddar cheese and a glass of wine. Get out of here. That's my favorite thing. I love it. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's love exists. It does. We just got to kiss a few frogs first, you know? Professionally silly life rules. I am so tired of making out with frogs. All right, so shout out to the listeners, because you guys are fucking titties. I love your faces, but most of all the ears that are attached to them. I really, really appreciate you joining with me every week. I know every week is fun because you never know what the topic is going to be about. I love to surprise you and just have a good time with it. But one thing that will always remain true is that I will always find the silly. Subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And no matter what platform that you're using, that would be amazing. And if you could do me a favor and leave a 5-star and positive written review, that would be dope, especially on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I would love that. Actually, I think I actually have a review, a new review. Let's take a look, sir. A look, sir? A look-see. I don't know. Oh, yes. I do actually. So this is coming from Jamie. Jamie wrote this about 2 weeks ago, and the title is Breath of Fresh Air, 5 stars. Thanks, Jamie. So Jamie says, I found Amber on the Burt Show, and she is just the sweetest thing. She's always been such a light when they had her on, and it's been so awesome having her still going. So excited for her. Her show is so well-rounded, from funny, uplifting, and raw. She's doing that thing. You're killing it, girl. First of all, Jamie, I feel like by the way you spell your name and the words you use, you POC. Jamie, thank you so much for the kind review. I really appreciate it. The fact that you took the time to write such kind things about my podcast, it means the world to me. Because as of right now, guys, we are 4.9 stars out of 106 ratings. I've only gotten one star. That was a long time ago. But if you come across the Petty Revenge Stories episode, I think it was like 2019, something like that, You'll hear exactly who left that star and why. It was a whole thing. It was like a racist, whole thing. Last week, I shared with you guys an email of someone needing advice about things that were going on in their workplace. And I just wanted to remind you, so if you have venting that you need to do to get things off your chest, or you want some advice or what have you, you can always email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can DM the podcast Instagram at itsprosilly. You can also text or leave a voicemail on my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. At the moment, the only messages I'm getting from there are a bunch of children who saw my Wrinkles the Clown video literally 7 years after I posted it, and they just love leaving me weird, creepy voicemails. It's so weird. Kids are weird. Kids are so weird. If this is your first time listening, I hope you decide to come on back and binge all the silly that you've missed. I have over 300 episodes, probably more than that. I think like 424 episodes, something around those lines. So have a good time. And the best thing is that the topics, they age pretty well. You can listen to an episode from 2018 and still enjoy the topics. Now, will you enjoy the audio? I don't know. The audio has definitely improved since 2018. I'll give you that. Down below in the show notes, I've got my link tree. So if you want to follow me on my social medias, the links are available for you. My Instagram is at True Smiles Jones. True is spelled without the E, and everything else is spelled correctly. And then my TikTok, is at Amber Smiles Jones. Everything is spelled correctly. For those of you that are interested in writing me old school or sending things that you may want me to try, food, snacks, what have you, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia 30250. Once again, it's your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. What if fears are how we died in our past life? Like, if you're afraid of heights, maybe you fell off a cliff in 1864 or something. I don't know. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time, peace, silly listeners. Watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere, and they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye.